Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Break the Cycle, the podcast that focuses on how we shift from intergenerational trauma to intergenerational abundance. This is the final episode of season 3, where I have brought in a lot of vulnerability and a lot of perspectives around how we break cycles through the generations. However, this episode is a little bit different and unique in that I would like to offer you a bit of a, let's call it a sneak peek into what my book, Break the Cycle, A Guide to Healing Intergenerational Trauma, has to offer. And so I'm going to be reading a short portion of chapter 1, which is called You Are a Cycle Breaker. And chapter 1 is almost like a love letter to the cycle breaker. It was and has been my dedication to the people that are so courageous in doing this work. And I want you to hear maybe like a fraction of it, just so that you can get a sense of what I'm hoping to introduce you to as far as the work, and also just allow you to really digest what you truly are if you're listening to this podcast, which is a cycle breaker and someone who has been commissioned to disrupt the unhealthy patterns that have been plaguing your family and your communities for generations. If you are commissioned to do this work, it's hard work, but it's worthwhile work. And so I want to equip you with, at the very least, the very start of the book so that you can get a sense of what the work is looking like for the journey ahead. So without further ado, here's chapter 1 of Break the Cycle, You Are a Cycle Breaker. Chapter 1, You Are a Cycle Breaker. It's up to us to break generational curses. When they say it runs in the family, you tell them, this is where it runs out. Unknown. If you're reading this book, chances are you are a cycle breaker. You are the person who has decided to create a different legacy for your family and your community than the one you inherited by shifting the ways in which you show up in the world. Your healing quest is not just about you. It has collective motivation. You send ripples of healing backward and forward by becoming a cycle breaker. It's a heavy task, and one that when chosen, or when it chooses you, has the power to liberate your lineage. Cycle breaking comes with a great reward. It takes some time to get to the reward, but when you do get there, you feel the lightness of inner peace. You deserve to feel that lightness. Cycle breaking is how we put down the baggage of the past and step into a better future. Cycle breakers choose to be cycle breakers. It's an active, long-term decision. For you, that choice may come after seeing the hurt that your family and communities have had to endure and no longer accepting it, and accepting that it must be passed down to the next generation. It could also have come from your wish to create a different legacy for you and for your lineage. One thing is for sure, cycle breakers across the world have one definitive goal in mind: to make sure that repeated generational patterns end with them. By reading this book, you are taking a huge step toward that goal. Being a cycle breaker is a multi-tier, multi-task, multi-generational quest toward peace. It's peace for you, those that came before you, and those who will come after you, for your community, and also for the global culture. Shifting into someone who embodies this mindset is shifting into someone who possesses the inner knowing that this peace is worth fighting for. Many cycle breakers don't identify themselves as such. They just know in their spirit that things must be different. They decide to shift the narrative and welcome opportunity for ease, happiness, and health into their lives. They think of their children. They think of their children's lives and wish a different experience for them than they had for themselves. They think of how much suffering their family has gone through, and feel a duty to change that and heal the trauma that plagues their lineage. They see ways in which their communities are unwell and feel motivated to make a change at the community level. They see the global impact of traumatic experiences and want to shift the ways that things currently are in order to create a better global community for us all. They see no other way forward but the way of healing. So they walk through life in active resistance of the status quo. They enter daily battles to fight against what they were taught and how they were treated. To do so, they go off intuition, faith, courage, and many other things in order to create a cycle-breaking process that, in hindsight, they're able to see was a powerful course correction for them and everyone around them. Cycle breakers do all of these things, which means that you may already be doing all of them as well, even if you've never claimed the title of cycle breaker before this moment. You may be at the very beginning of your cycle breaking journey, and that is just as powerful. Cycle breakers are not all the same. The combination of these characteristics will vary from person to person, so you may want to grab a journal and write down any that may resonate with you. Being a cycle breaker means that you see the generational wisdom and resilience that flows through you. Choose to disrupt trauma responses in your lineage. Acknowledge your part in keeping cycles going. Are willing to do the inner work to cut the cord of pain. Are willing to assume the consequences of disrupting those patterns. Employ daily mind-based practices to stay conscious of your emotional experiences. Maintain a lifestyle that influences your body, and particularly your epigenome, the chemical changes in your DNA that can be transmittable intergenerationally in a positive way. Ground yourself in spirit-based practices to regenerate your soul. Acknowledge that your DNA is not your destiny. Are no longer willing to live in genetic perceptions of genetic deficit, but are willing to instead shift into genetic abundance. Are willing to make adjustments to exist in a better genetic body. Disrupt systemic inequities that promote collective traumas that keep feeding cycles. Are willing to spread healing knowledge to others so that we can all more fully heal in this generation. See yourself as a living ancestor who has influence over future generations. Have determined that the cycle of inherited trauma ends with you. One or some or all of these characteristics may resonate with you as a cycle breaker. Your brand of cycle breaking will be unique to you. So take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, what are my cycle breaking qualities? Once you do, keep reading, because throughout this book, you will learn what you, a cycle breaker, have the power to achieve. My mission is to help you honor the work you already feel compelled to do, to give you the tools to help you navigate the heavy emotions and the hard conversations you'll want to have with yourself, with your family members, and with your community members. I hope to supplement and guide you and be a voice of understanding for you, especially as you carry the courageous work of cycle breaking that you were born to do. I love this book, and I hope that you do too, and that you feel like you have the right resource in your hands to be able to help you navigate this tough journey. Break the cycle. I love this book so much. This book follows a specific flow from helping to orient you around your cycle breaking qualities, your generational resilience, and then it gets into the digging work, into helping to orient you around the ways in which your trauma history coupled with your family's trauma history has led you into the cycle-keeping experiences that you've been a part of. And it's not to shame you, but to bring light to the ways in which cycle-keeping has been a part of the flow of your life. It then transitions into helping you to alchemize a different legacy for yourself and for generations to come by creating a roadmap for your cycle breaking. And so I hope that this book can be a really healthy companion for you in helping to guide you around cycle breaking that isn't just something that's going to impact you and your life and help you to feel lighter and better, but is also going to have, as I mentioned in this chapter, a ripple effect back into others that couldn't do the work for whatever reasons, whether they weren't equipped with the tools like Break the Cycle or with other tools to be able to disrupt. And it will also have an impact on future generations, whether that be your children, your children's children, and so forth. I hope that you feel really held by the pages in this book, that you feel seen by them, and that you feel that you can return to this book time and again as a healthy protocol to help you to shed the layers of inherited trauma. Thank you for listening, and thank you for reading. There you have it. This was a wonderful episode. I hope that you really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the vulnerability. I hope that you enjoyed the actual lessons and the details within. And if you want to get into your own cycle breaking journey and need the tools for yourself, for your family members, friends, people that you love, then I invite you to buy my book, Break the Cycle, A Guide to Healing Intergenerational Trauma, where you'll be able to guide yourself through the different areas of intergenerational healing and really have a roadmap for the work ahead. I hope that you can hold steady to your heart and that you can feel settled as you navigate these tough terrains of breaking cycles, and just know that the work is worthwhile at the end. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.